What is most interesting about this passage, in my opinion, is the writing style. The language, the spelling, the grammar. Basically, the entire structure of the narrative. It is evident in this letter, and throughout the entire book, that although the letters are written in a very friendly tone, and they use colloquial language, they are meant for an audience that will not attempt to assimilate the characters or their experiences. The language of this letter, like all of the others, keeps the reader at arm's length, giving one the impression that in order to truly understand the letters on every level, one would need to be a part of Jack and Al's social circle. This leaves us with the opportunity to enjoy the narrative and identify with some of the feelings and experiences portrayed while maintaining an objective third-party view that can be described as partially, if not entirely, voyeuristic. For example, the letters, although they are consistent and follow a chronological order, between the letters there are many things that happen that we are not privy to. We are getting a view of Jack and his experiences as constructed by Jack. We never get a chance to see how other people view him or how he really acts. We only get his take on every situation. That helps to isolate us and make us aware that we are not fully integrated as we can come to be in other narratives. Take this distance at which we are held even farther. The language of the letters keeps us from being able to be engrossed in this narrative, because there are times that one has to go back and reread, rethink, or sometimes just take a little more time to process the actual events, or just what's being said in the sentence. The fact that there are sentence fragments, run-ons, punctuation errors, spelling errors, capitals in places where they don't belong, and extremely poor grammar often make it difficult to interpret what is really happening, and forces us to take a few more mental steps, which breaks our connection, so to speak, to the narrative, effectively keeping us at a distance. My questions then are, how do people view this language and writing style? Do you see it as a method of authentication, just used to make the story more realistic? Or is it a method of keeping the reader at bay? And if so, why? Also, what do people think about the fact that we are getting one-sided stories with singular accounts from a one-sided conversation? Do you believe that we are getting a realistic view of Jack? Do people think that there is a reason why Jack doesn't allude to or even ask Al to write back? Does Al exist at all? These are questions that I'm still wrestling with, and probably will be till the end of the book. But I'd be interested to see what other people feel.